No, I think that is the plan. It's really a global approach. We've identified these different tools in our tool belt of how to protect our youth in these school zones. And the first step was really to take one school zone, add these rapid flashing beacons, and see how effective they are. And if they are effective and we continue to see improvement, then we'll branch out and put them at other school zones. If those don't prove to be effective enough, then we would move forward with the cameras. It's all about understanding our traffic patterns and reminding our community that these are important times for us to slow down.